the amazing protest the two Mongolian wrestling coaches made. They didn't throw a base like Lou Piniella because there are no bases in Olympic wrestling. They didn't throw a chair like Bob Knight. Instead, they decided to go Magic Mike. Those two guys, they took all of, off all their clothes. They threw them down on the mat except for their underwear. And they just generally indicated their distaste for their athlete losing the bronze medal because he taunted. I love how their athlete taunts a wrestler from Uzbekistan and loses his bronze medal, so the Mongolian coaches respond by even more taunting. And this is the audio of the British broadcasting team trying to hold it together when the Mongolian coaches were throwing their clothes off.
We're just awaiting confirmation. A point has gone up on the board there for the wrestler from Uzbekistan, Ikhtiyor Navrozov. A penalty point has been awarded.
Hear the crowd.
And we have extremely dramatic scenes here.
Well, they need to take control. They need to move on. This is not what the sport's about. It's been much, much bigger than this.
So extremely dramatic scenes. If you were stripping down naked and someone called it an extremely dramatic scene, would you take that as a compliment or an insult? Like, I don't know if I've ever taken clothes off in my life and anybody could have called it an extremely dramatic scene. I don't know. I guess I've never stripped in public before, though. So maybe that's the difference. Maybe that by virtue of it being, I don't know, on the world stage in an Olympic medal match in wrestling, maybe that's what makes it an extremely dramatic scene. I love that dead serious. Like, how do you not laugh when you see that going on? Like, those people must love wrestling so much. Like, I will admit, I don't know one damn thing about either of those two broadcasters. They're not from America based on their accent. I don't know if they were former wrestlers. I don't know anything. But I do know that is funny as hell. Two grown men from Mongolia got so mad about their athlete losing a medal, they decided to throw their clothes down on the ground. Like, in coaching protests, I've always loved them because they never fix anything. Like, they never do. If the guy strikes out looking, the manager comes out and throws a base or goes chest to chest. Like, it's not like at any point in time the umpire's like, you know what, you're right, you know my own strike zone better than me. He can have another pitch here. Let's bring him back. It's not an out, I reverse the out. Like, the coaching protest, it never works. And the only time it ever works is in football when the coach has the little red flag and they happen to be right. That's the only time. Like, what do the Mongolian coaches think? Oh, okay, now that we're naked, they see how much passion we have. We're suddenly going to get our bronze medal back for Mongolia. Like, what did they think was going to happen? And then if you're the broadcaster, how can you say, this is not what the sport's about. It's bigger than this. It's bigger than this. It's a perversion of wrestling to see the Mongolian coaches strip down. No, it's hilarious. And it probably gave wrestling more eyeballs on a global stage than it would have gotten otherwise. But I would not have paid one bit of attention to the freestyle wrestling 65-kilogram bronze medal match between Ikhtiyor Navrozov and Gonzorgin Mendekranan. I think I put an extra syllable on that one, but it was just brutal for me to try and pronounce it.
I think you were close.
Yeah, I tried, man.
I mean, how is people getting naked or close to naked a disgrace to a sport when they're wrestling in singlets? I mean, that's all they're wearing.
Yeah,
is underwear.
Little room to the imagination when they're wearing their wrestling onesie. They don't call it a leotard. What do they call it? They call it a singlet?
It's a singlet, yeah.
Okay. See, we would call a singlet in track, but it wouldn't be a onesie. So this is, and then if we saw the onesie, it was called a speed suit. And you had to be a real badass to wear a speed suit. Like, there were rules to the speed suit. Like, you had to be racing the 200 or down. If you were even running the 400 in a speed suit, someone would look at you like you were an idiot. And you had to, like, be really filled out. Like, no scrawny distance runner like me was going to put on a speed suit unless it was, like, some kind of Halloween costume or done ironically at a terrible meet. Anyways, getting away from the track and field discussion, it's so funny to me to see that protest and to hear the broadcasters being outraged. How do you not laugh your ass off when those two guys are stripping their clothes off and throwing it to the mat? It wasn't even like it wasn't like a sensual experience. It's not like the Mongolian coaches were like rubbing oil on themselves, like trying to excite the masses. They were like, this is how mad we are. We're just throwing our clothes down. Yeah, this is how mad we are. Imagine Belichick doing that. Imagine Belichick losing a challenge and like throwing his sweatshirt down. I don't want to imagine too much of it, but it would be funny. I think the Steve Spurrier visor throw is the closest thing we've had to this in organized American sports. That or the Bob Knight chair throw. But it did remind me, like the broadcasting outrage, the sport is so much bigger than this. It reminded me of the Randy Moss touchdown in 2005 where he mooned Packers fans in Lambeau and Joe Buck's just disgust.
Randy Moss is in for a touchdown.
Oh, Al Harris playing off. Get up on the route, and Randy Moss, without even really being able to run, as he shoots the moon to the fans here in Green Bay.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss. And it's unfortunate that we had that on our air live. That is disgusting by Randy Moss.
You know, Joe, he didn't actually expose his buttocks. He just mimed exposing his buttocks. Do you think that Randy Moss pulling down fake pants, like that was to pulling down your pants what playing the air guitar is to playing actual guitar? You think that essentially air guitaring, pulling down your pants, caused just the moral fabric of this country to deteriorate, the fact that that went on Fox, that a national airwaves, little kids all across America saw someone fake pulling down their pants, and it just, that was the moment that this shining city on a hill, American morality, Christianity, that was the moment when all of it came tumbling down, when Randy Moss dared to fake take off his pants in the presence of Green Bay Packer fans. That was a disgusting act. I wonder what Joe Buck would say about those two Mongolian coaches that actually fully disrobed.
That is disgusting by Randy Moss.
That is just disgusting. Man, have a sense of humor every once in a while. I don't even know. Like, I have done some play-by-play in the past, but I don't know what I would do if I saw something like that. Because, like, the play-by-play that I did in the past was for Coastal Carolina University in Conway, South Carolina. So when you're a school play-by-play guy, you're a house man, right? Like, they're paying for you. Like, I'm not ever going to criticize the coach as the play-by-play guy for the university that's paying my paychecks, right? That's why every once in a while it's fun to have a play-by-play guy on for an interview, whether it's NFL or college or whatnot. But you also have to understand they're going to have muted opinions about any subject you want to talk to them about, because they don't want to get in hot water with the people signing their checks. It's a very understandable thing. Like, listen, I like to get paid. You like to get paid. It's just part of the business. When you are hired by a university, you're never going to criticize the university. So if something like that happened, and matter of fact, I can't think of anything really interesting in the basketball play-by-play I did for Coastal Carolina where I would just totally laugh my ass off and just lose my ability to call a game. But if the coaches disrobed at any point in time and threw their clothes in form of protest to a call, I think that would be an exception. I would like to think that if that happened, the university would think, you know what, that's okay. You couldn't be expected to hold it together. You know what I actually think would happen? I think I would punk out and go to commercial break. I really do. Because you got to think about it at that point. You always have to think about who signs your checks. It's an unfortunate reality in this. No matter, I almost said in this country, but I think that's a reality no matter where you are in the world. You always got to mind who's signing those paychecks. But if you guys haven't seen this, the Mongolian coaches and their protest, I highly recommend you opening up your web browser and checking that out when you're in front of a computer again. I'm not summoning any outrage. I'm just having fun with it. Should be noted, though, Mongolia did not get the bronze medal after that. The wrestling officials did not see that and decide to give the bronze medal back to Mongolia. I like the concept of it, though. We're going to lose points for taunting, and then we're essentially going to taunt the officials to see if that fixes anything. There's a logic hole there. but I'm glad there was one because it's hilarious.